وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الجمعة: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Al-Jum'ah, O who believe, when it is a call for the Jum'ah prayer, فَسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. فَسْعَوْا that mean move seriously to ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ abandon, leave the worldly material, the worldly transaction, which is the business. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that is the best for you if you know. And Allah knows and you don't. We need to know a little bit about the excellency of Jum'ah and the adab of Jum'ah, how we supposed to adab Jum'ah. But we, before I started the khutbah, we all inshallah agree to one concept. You see, the door of the Jama'ah, you will never ever get in and get out the same way. Maybe you are the same person, but in the status, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be the same. Either you will be with more reward, or wal'azu billah, you will step out with more anger. Allah will be displeased with you. Allah will be displeased with you because of what you did in the Jama'ah. So it is very important that we understand when we are in the masjid, we know the value of it, and we know what we supposed to do and what are those things that we should never ever do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, إِنَّمَا الْمَسَاجِدُ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. That means the masjid is have only one exclusive job. What is this job? ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. إِنَّمَا الْمَسَاجِدُ لِلَّهِ, that means ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. It got to the point some of the scholars, they were extremely reluctant to teach the religion in the masjid, even if it is form of zikrillah. But they were very afraid about doing that. Why? It is only place exclusive for the worship. Also, because of the circumstances we are in it, we need to distinguish between two things. But we need to distinguish between what it call al masjid and what it call al musalla, and sometimes we confuse between them, and we need to straighten that up. Masjid means what? A place being exclusively dedicated only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that place it meets the purification requirement. It has the facilities of all the purification, that it is not having any impure substance or closer to whatever that is. The third, it has an imam. It has imam, appointed imam. The fourth, you have the five prayers performed in it. Once you have those major four elements, we have a masjid. Can we use the masjid for any other purpose? No. Only the masjid. Only for worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only for dhikrillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is masallah? Masallah is a place. It has multi-purpose. One of those purposes is to have a prayer in it. It's going to have to meet the requirement, like it got to be cleaned, right? But it does not have to have the five prayers in it, and it does not have to have imam. Like what? Like most of us here, sometimes we go and rent a place for 2 hours for Jum'ah prayer. That what we call that place, we call it masallah. Or in some areas, And sometimes in some Muslims companies or whatever, they have a place dedicated so you can go and make your prayer, but they don't have the five prayers. But while you are at work, you can do the prayer down there. It is nice, clean place that you can do the prayer in it. So that is, but that is called Musalla. But it does not call a masjid. So we need to understand the difference in between. Now we need to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَإِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying Yawm al-Jum'ah. We know Yawm is a day. But what is the Jum'ah? Is there any significance in the word the Jum'ah? Yes. There is a significance in that word. A Jum'ah means what? It is the appointed time to zikrillah. That means Yawm al-Jum'ah is the day that it's supposed to be for zikrillah. وَإِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So Jum'ah, the prime, and here it comes, the Jum'ah, it comes, the generic verb for it, for this word, the Jum'ah is driven from the word Jama'ah. Jama'ah, that means what? The people got together for one purpose. What is that purpose? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we know what the Jum'ah mean and what it, the importance of it. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the best days is Yawm al-Jum'ah. Why? He said, in Yawm al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. And in the day of Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted Adam to enter the paradise. And in Yawm al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Adam out of the paradise. And ولا تقوم الساعة إلا في يوم الجمعة, and the day of judgment will start. اللهم ارحمنا جمعين in the day of جمعة, يوم الجمعة. So the جمعة is something serious that we need to take look at it. Now we need to answer a question: is يوم صلاة الجمعة is something that we do when we can, or it is something nice to be done, or it is wajib? Wajib, it means what? It is obligation. Let us see what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Al-Jum'ah haqqun wajibun ala kulli muslim fi jama'atan illa arba'a. Abdun mamluk, aw imra'a, aw sabi, aw marid. That means every Muslim, adult Muslim, it is obligation on him. That means you have to spend the effort, the true effort, to attend the Jum'ah prayer. Allah exempted from those four categories. Who are they? Abdul Mamluk. That means somebody slave. We don't have slavery now, but in general, somebody cannot control himself. What is the difference between the slave and the free man? They are both human beings. They are both the same, physically the same. But one has the ability to take a decision and the other one doesn't. That's the difference. The main difference between the slave and between the free one. The free one can take a decision and act upon it, but the servant, the slave cannot. Somebody else take a decision for him and somebody ordering him what to do. That's it. So, for the slave or imra'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted women from the obligation of attending the Jum'ah prayer. But that does not mean there is a difference between that Allah says you are not obligated to do that, and Allah saying don't do that. Allah, when it comes to women, He said you are not obligated to do that. And we all know there is a lot of recommendation and a priority how the women supposed to do their prayer in general, either individual or in jama'ah. We know there is a priority or that. But they are already classified, if the Jum'ah will not going to lead to compromise her home right, her husband right, her children right, and she can benefit from it, like what we're going to find, it can be a tool of education and taqwa, على بركة الله لا تمنعوا إماء الله مساجد الله. If she gonna have to meet this requirement so she can attend because she is not obligated to do. And والصبي, الصبي is the boy who is not became to be adult. But it is very, very for the parents. It is extremely important that you teach your child from the early, early childhood. The children learn the importance of things from you, not from the books. They learn what to do and what to not to do from you, not from the books. If they see that you are very interested, 3, 4, 5 years old, that you are interested and you are taking them with the Jum'ah, and you are, it's going to be an event in their life. And you teach them, when you go to the masjid, you talk to them and say, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed not to do that. And to teach them that, when they come to adulthood and when they come to the obligation of the prayer, they are already in. They already have the roots in the masjid. They already know the rules of how to behave in the masjid and how to do things. But they are exempted. That means they are not obligated to do that. And وَالْعَيَزُ بِاللَّهُ وَالْمَرِيدُ عَفَانَ اللَّهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. And the sick person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted from attending the Jum'ah. That can show you. And please, never say again, I will attend the Jum'ah when I can. No, that's mandatory. So now we know from the Quran and from the Sunnah that it is obligation, it is wajib. For us, maybe some of us, they work. Some of us, we work, and we work 5 days a week. I tell you what, you can, if you work with somebody, you can work with them without compromising the work. You can work extra hours and take 2-3 hours on Friday, but you have to spend the effort to do it. Some, they work 4 days, 10 hours every single day, so they can take Friday off. But you have to spend the effort to fulfill your religious obligation. And I can tell you, I never heard it, I might be wrong, but I never heard it that someone asked, sat down with the manager and came up with a plan to fulfill the Jum'ah prayer, and they came back at him and say no. I didn't hear it yet. All we need to do is to do it. Because there is a general rule. If you respect your religion, everybody else will respect you. You are the one. If you respect yourself, everybody gonna respect you. No. I said, if you respect your religion, everybody else will respect you, even if they disagree with you. They will respect you. But you have to spend the effort. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it mandatory? Because it is, a weekly meeting between the community or between the citizen of any given place and between the religious leader, where they can get together, discuss their affairs. And this is why the khutbah, it's supposed all the time to represent the Muslim view or the Islamic view in the current event. What are we supposed to do and what are we supposed to not to do? How we solve the existing problems came out. Not talking philosophy and not keep talking history. The purpose of Yawm al-Jum'ah is to come up with a working plan. What are we going to do next week till inshallah next Jum'ah as a community? So tackling the issues that is facing the community and having Islamic solution for it. That's what Jum'ah is all about. Source of knowledge. The Jum'ah is one of the major tools for us to learn our religion. Especially if the imam sit down and put a schedule with the community and with the leader in the community, we want to talk about those issues for the next month, or for those issues for the next 2-3 months, for 4 months. We want to finish that part of tafsir. We want to finish that part of the sunnah. We want to finish from the fiqh. We have a plan. So you have actually curriculum. So khutbat al-jum'ah, it should not be just talking about something religious. No, it's supposed to be a step in a major plan, where it can, after 6 months or after 8 months or after a year, take me from point A to point B and enrich my soul and teach me something that I can apply in my life. That's what the Jum'ah is all about. It is cumulative experience, day in and day out. I am learning something new. But not one day in the East and the other one in the West, and I'm here to, you know, to do it and go, and I have no relationship with it after that. No, that's not what the Jum'ah. And this is one of the main major that it is used to evaluate the Jum'ah. And this is for the Imam and the community to see what is the impact of the Jum'ah. Also, promote the good deed and demote the bad deed. Al-amr bil ma'roof wa nahi an al-munkar. No one. Okay, what is the magic word? There is only one magic word that it hits us all. No one sit down and say, I want to do a bad deed. And no one stand up and say, I don't want to do a good deed. It just doesn't happen. But why you don't do the good deed, and why you are doing the bad deed then? For one reason. وَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. Forget. When you forget, you slip. When you forget, you don't do the good deed. When you forget, you slip and do the bad deed. What can keep you charged, reinstated, enforce you on the right place? When I see it physically, my body in the masjid doing the right thing, and that's keep enforcing me to do the right thing. And if I'm about to do something wrong, that's zakir fa inna zikra tanfa al mu'mineen. It is constant reminder, constant alignment to my behavior from 1 week to another. When I see how my brothers and sisters, they are tackling the same issues and the same challenges, what they are doing, and I do like them, so we are moving as a bulk. We need each other. There are for the Jum'ah to be attended, there are a certain requirement to have the Jum'ah. I'm going to take the easiest one of them, easiest one of the requirement, which is a requirement one imam and one person. That is the easiest, because there are school of thoughts, they said a certain number or certain ranges. But I'm going to take the easiest one. Why? I am not a faqih, and I'm not a knowledgeable person, I can tell you that. All I'm doing is I try to study, may Allah forgive me if I do mistakes, and try to share with the information. But I'm not claiming anything. I cannot even do fatwa or give opinion. No, I am not qualified to do that. But from what I read and what I understood, some they are saying range between 3 to 5, 3 to 7 or whatever. And some they went up to 40. Why? Because they are trying to promote the Jum'ah in the different cultures. But a culture like us, I know I was a witness of one thing when I was still a student. It came a time for calling the Jum'ah, we had to wait till almost the Asr prayer to get one person to come, so we can qualify and we can do the Jum'ah prayer. So sometimes it is not visible. Alhamdulillah, now we have masajid all over the place, and we have things going all over. Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, there is a lot of changes took place in the last 20 and 30 years. Change, tremendous change. Before that, no, it was not. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have to have in the Jum'ah, we have to have the place. You cannot do the Jum'ah prayer outside doors. It got to be within a building. There is a difference between Al-Eid prayer and what is recommended to do, or Jama'ah prayer and what you can do. If you are in a park, you are in a desert, you are traveling, and you have 2-3 brothers, Allahu Akbar, stand up. There is no masjid, go for it. But when it comes to Salat al-Jum'ah, another story. The Jum'ah got to be within walls. And like I said, within the walls, it can be either in masjid or it can be in masallah. And now we know the difference between the masjid and masallah. Al-Khutbah. It has to have a khutbah. And inshallah, it's going to be one khutbah about the khutbah. How it is prepared and what is the qualification of it and how it's supposed to be prepared and the parts of the khutbah and so on. Because this is by its own self, yeah, it can be more than one khutbah, subhanallah. And also, for the validity of Jum'ah, not to speak or not to do any action outside the act of prayer. Why? The khutbah, when the imam started, you are in a state of prayer. The khutbah that I'm giving right now, it is equivalent to 2 rak'ah. Can you imagine you are in the khutbah, you are sitting down in a prayer and somebody coming in and says, Assalamu alaikum, say alaikum salam, how is your family? And how you doing? Can you do that? Never. And this is a common disaster we all having. Never speak in khutbah. Never answer anybody in khutbah. Don't. We need more than ever to enforce this rule. Because this is, you remember in the beginning of this khutbah when I said, you can come out of here with Allah pleasure with you, and you can come up with Allah anger. That's one of them right there. One of the things that you can do there. You know when you speak what you are doing? You are sadda an sabilillah. Listen to this in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَ فِي خَرَابِهَا. That's act of destruction to zikrillah. You never know when you say even assalamu alaykum, how you distracted the imam and you distracted the attention of the people sitting. So please, brothers and sisters, never speak in the khutbah, and never answer in the khutbah. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized this. He said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبَكَ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبْ أَنْصِتْ فَقَدْ لَغَوْتْ وَمَنْ لَغَى فَلَا جُمْعَةَ لَهُ. If somebody even speaking to you, beside you, and you say, shh, both of you out. And there is a regulations for that. For the Jum'ah, if it is, waliyazu billah, if it is known for more than one reason, any act you do can cause to distraction, even moving your hand with the whatever in the carpet or whatever that is, lead to distraction, that's null the prayer. What you need to do right after it, waliyazu billah, and I hope that we will never fall in that category, you continue sitting down, you continue with the khutbah, you continue with the prayer with the imam, and immediately after finishing with the imam, what you do the zuhr prayer again. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. You have to do that. For the Jum'ah, there are adab. Maybe, subhanallah, adab that mean what? Etiquettes that we have to learn and we have to apply. The first thing is al-ikhtisal. When you come to Yawm al-Jum'ah, highly recommended by Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said ghaslu al-Jum'ah wajibun ala kulli muhtalim. That means every adult coming to, now we know it is obligation on every adult, and we know the exemption, the 4 categories exempted from that. He said الغسل الجمعة واجب على كل محتلم. That means every adult coming to the prayer, the Jum'ah, is supposed to take a bath or at least a shower to be clean. The second, clean clothing. clean clothes. And if you even can use tip, which is the substance with good smell. One of them is perfume or what they call it or whatever, and sometimes something like that. This in this container right there, in this little glass down there, use it. Why? Because let the others smell and see good. You are coming to Allah's house. When you go to somebody dignitary home, what you do? You put the best clothing. If you have invitation from the president, what you do? Probably you are not going to even look at your wardrobe. You're going to go and buy new clothes. You're going to take a shower. You're going to smell fantastic. And you're going to go and meet the president. How about if you're going to meet the Lord of the president in his own home? إِنَّمَا الْمَسَاجِدُ لِلَّهِ بِيُوتِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هِيَ الْمَسَاجِدِ المساجد is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the planet earth. You are coming to him. How are you going to come? In Atmos. Clean, ready, presentable. Coming, another major mistake we fall in it. We think that the Jumu'ah prayer is the last two rak'ah, and most of us come late. No. التبكير إليها واجب قبل دخول وقتها بزمن. التبكير للصلاة, it means what? You come to the prayer. You come to the prayer early. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man iqtasala yawm al-jum'ah ghusl al-janaba. Whomever will take ghusl al-janaba, that means he's going to take a bath or shower and clean him. And he, in the first hour, as if he slaughtered a badna, a camel, in the cause of Allah. In the second one, I'm trying to give the idea of the hadith, is as if he sacrificed a lamb, a cow. On the third, as if he, a lamb. And after that, a chicken. Or after that, when it is coming closer to the prayer time, that he donated an egg. Believe me, there is a lot of people, and I hope inshallah we all will be among them. They start to prepare for Jumu'ah prayer right immediately after the Maghrib prayer the day before. Started the preparation for the Jumu'ah prayer after the Maghrib, the previous day. They are preparing. If they had to wash their clothes, they do. They know what they're going to do, Qiyamul Layl, and I hope inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us all to be among the people that they do Qiyamul Layl. He knows what he wants to read, Quran. He wants what to do with Tasbih. He is in a state of Zikrillah. Fas'aw ila Zikrillah. Is'aw ila Zikrillah. So, in this case, you are in a state of preparation to go to the Jum'ah prayer. There is a whole lot probably going to be another khutbah, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, about the Jum'ah prayer. But the last one I'm going to say is, ما تيسر من نافلة عند دخول المسجد. That means try that you do a nafila. A nafila, it is something extra, it is not obligation. If you do it, you get reward. But if I don't do it, you don't get punished, because it is not obligation. You can pray four rak'ah. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يغتسل رجل يوم الجمعة ويتطهر فما استطاع من طهر ويدهن من دهن أو يمس من طيب بيته ثم يروح إلى المسجد لا يفرق بين اثنين ثم يصلي ما كتب له ثم ينصت للإمام إذا تكلم إلا غفر له من الجمعة إلى الجمعة الأخرى ما لم يغش الكبائر. سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, there is no man will prepare for the Jum'ah by the ghusl and by the tib and by the clothing, and by when he comes, he will know the adab of the masjid, not cross the people to come in the front lines, not to do a lot of things. Inshallah, that's going to be another khutbah. And he will pray, and it is kind of recommended or known, is you have two rak'ah tahit al-masjid, but also you can do two rak'ah أربع فور ركعة. How long it takes? I cannot even say 4 minutes. Let it be 5 minutes. Something, alhamdulillah, it make a difference in your life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do that and you listen and you to the imam and you perform everything right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive what you did from one jum'ah to another, except wal'azu billah, if you did not commit any from the major sin. So jum'ah is very important. We really have to take it serious. We never really have to spend the effort to do it. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sin and all our mistakes. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى آتاه الله اليقين. In conclusion, صلاة الجمعة واجب. That means you have to spend the effort to do it. You only exempted the four categories: slave, women's, children, and sick people. Other than that, you have to put the sincere effort to plan for it and to do it. We all work in people, but you have to plan it. So it is not something nice to be done. It is not something to be done when I can. The second, when you come to Jum'ah or you come to the masjid, remember, إِنَّمَا الْمَسَاجِدُ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Why you are in the masjid? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masjid is not place for entertainment. The masjid is not place for socialization. For everything there is a time and place. I'm not saying none of what I'm saying is wrong, but it is not the proper thing to do. You do not go and cook, for instance, in your living room. You cook in the kitchen. Masjid is only for worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Socialization, it can be somewhere else. It can be even outside the masjid, which is we do all the time. I don't have a problem with that. But when you are in the masjid, you are in zikrillah. So, please, don't speak and don't answer. Don't speak and don't answer. Enforce those. And if you go and pray somewhere else, and you see those brothers doing it, which is, I'm sure, 99%, 99.999, keep going. They are doing it with good faith, and they are doing it without knowledge. And if they know what is the right thing to do, they will do it. Be the one to remind them. But remind them with respect and love. When they feel you are loving them and respecting them and working for their, telling them what they are saying for their best interest, wallahi, they will listen. They will listen to what you say. ذكرهم إن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. Remind them. That can null your prayer. Sayyidina Muhammad identify that. That can be nulling in the prayer. When you are in the masjid, don't get engaged in other activity other than the prayer. Don't get engaged in any activities other than the prayer. Some one of these new things that we do about the telephone. Some they are about it was pager. Or some they take right notes. You can see a whole lot of things. Remember, the khutbah is equivalent to 2 rak'ah. Do in the khutbah what you do in the prayer. Do you do anything outside what you're supposed to do in the prayer? From qiyam, ruku' and sujood? Is there anything else? And zikrillah? No. The same thing. So, we need to work on this. We need to take him serious. Jazakumullah kulla khair. And we need also to commit ourselves and make a point. If you see somebody doing it, have it in mind. Wait him outside. With all kind of respect, shake his hand, give him a hug, and tell him, I want to share something with you. But don't go home. Why? Because دَرْءُ الْخَطَرْ مُقَدَّمْ عَنْ جَلْبُ الْمَنْفَعَ. Stopping the wrongdoing is recommended better than it has a priority over doing the good. You have to stop the harm first before you start doing good. And that's every single one of us must commit to do that for myself and for my loved one, for my brother, for my family. I have to tell them when you go to the masjid how to behave. I hope inshallah when we started to do this and we do the enforcement of this, things will change. Things will change. Because most of the time we do things out of being misinformed or not informed at all. But if we are informed, most of the time we do it and we do it right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. Grant us mercy. Grant us pardon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering and forgive all our sin, all our mistakes, all our shortcomings, and help us to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي للصلاة حي للفلاة كتو تو صلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله